Thanks for tuning into the Canadian Beacon podcast. Canadian events for the regular people.
From part one of the UFO abduction and the China syndrome.
I saw two strange lights and proceeded to follow them for, 20 kilometers?
And also from part one.
We just understand there's a possibility that there's Chinese interference in our elections. I can't believe that.
And now, for the conclusion of the UFO abduction and the China syndrome on the Canadian Beacon podcast.
I've been spending too much time on Twitter, and there's a lot of absolute head up their ass neoliberal twits that are, like, even now are defending Trudeau. I mean, the whole Christine Anderson thing, they're running with that as a deflection against the Chinese influence peddling. But if they feed out the information a little bit at a time, most of these people will swallow this pablum and just go about their business.
You get the six-second attention span from TikTok, right? The Chinese TikTok.
Yeah. But if you're a government of Ontario or government of Canada employee, your cell phone, government cell phone will no longer have TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, just to change the subject a little bit and to just like expand what you just got finished saying there, Todd, what's going on in your neck of the woods with Leslyn Lewis writing a letter of apology? I'm kind of disappointed in her for doing that.
Exactly. I agree 100%.
Is she compromised?
Yeah, well, she's got no fucking spine.
No.
I got to interject on that. I understand that apology was written for her and she didn't approve it. That's what the latest I had heard.
Ooh.
Somebody wrote it in her name.
Okay, then where is she coming out?
The conservatives. And she says, no, that wasn't the case. I haven't approved this news release.
I haven't
that
seen
was
her
the last
deny
I heard.
That. I haven't seen her deny that though on Twitter.
No.
On her own account.
Oh, okay.
Where she could be censored on mainstream media to make her look bad. I haven't seen her defend herself on this because it was pretty much a similar letter. I think it was like maybe word for word of what Dean Allison had wrote.
Yeah.
But where is this Christine Anderson?
Now,
she's not a right winger.
That's the question I have. What is the allegations against Christine Anderson? That's the question that's out there right now. What extremist views does she have that were so controversial and so bad that it was dangerous for a grown-up adult, a member of parliament, would be so affected by meeting with her? What were those allegations?
I looked into them a little bit today. They attribute she's guilt by association because one of their members, I forget his name. I looked it up today, and he's pretty nationalistic. And one of the things he was saying is they put a monument up to the Holocaust in one part of Germany, and he made a comment about, you know what. This is, I forget what his exact words were, but basically he was dissing it. And the reason he was dissing it was he wasn't saying the Nazis were good. And what he was saying was that, you know what, it's like us being blamed for the residential schools. None of us were alive, had any responsibility in it. And he was saying the same thing about the Holocaust. Yeah. And he also, in time, he said the thing was is that not all of what Hitler did was bad. He said that. Well, I tend to disagree, but the point what he was trying to make is if you really look at the history of the 30s, before Hitler came to power, the Germans were stripped of land, They were stripped of resources. They were paying ridiculous, what did you call it? Payments, reparations for the war. They were going through really tough economic times. There were more people don't know this, but there was more communists in Germany at the time than there were Nazis. And they were just as violent. They were just as violent. So the Germans
made a choice.
One of two bad choices.
Yeah.
And you know, that doesn't excuse anything of the atrocities that happened.
Nope.
But it mostly happened to German people. And I think in a way he's right, because they're constantly bombarded with guilt, like we are. We're constantly bombarded with guilt because of what happened to Aboriginal people. Of course it was an atrocity and they tried to destroy the culture, but it wasn't us.
And carry that forward to the States. The white male conservative is to be highly feared and he's greatly racist, is the narrative. When you look at cities were caught on fire by Black Lives Matter, they were caught on fire by, you have the movement of Antifa, yet they were called freedom fighters. They were nobility. They had nothing noble in their bodies. Black Lives Matter was a place to siphon money and scam money to enrich the leadership. It's a revived Black Panthers terrorist organization, and Antifa is no different. They're anti-fascist, apparently, but by definition, everything they did was fascist.
Yeah.
So you're right. It's guilt by association.
They were the black shirt wing of the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So then can we make the association that you're guilty by association by doing Jagmeet Singh, who is he's not allowed to enter the United States, or what is it? Is it India?
India.
And because he's a terrorist. Apparently 11 other countries. With.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So can we just do everyone who's a national NDP person? Can we just lump them all together too and not look at them by their character or by their own individual deeds? I don't know. It's brutal. Brutal.
Yeah. It's they're always, they don't want to argue. They just want to shut you up. And they always accuse you of what they're guilty of.
Which is a smart thing, because they know the sins they committed, so they know the ins and the outs and how to accuse you. It's that whole Hillary Clinton and the Russian scandal and the whole file. We're just a little late to the game, and we're catching up. We're learning.
And this could be a cautionary tale, but get a true appreciation. You got to read the book Blitzkrieg by Lynn Deaton, because he talks about the origin of the Blitzkrieg. But he gets into the Free Corps, the street battles in the 20s and 30s between the Free Corps, which basically they became a lot of the Nazis, and the communists, because the communists had the upper hand. And you know, it's a cautionary tale for us. And the fact is that that's what communists do. And don't be fooled. All these people, you know, that claim to be freedom, you know, rights advocates and every, you know, left-wing cause under the sun. When you get to the heart of it, there's communist Marxist ideology behind it. But we have to be careful too, because, you know, we've got to fight that, but we also be very careful about who's in our ranks. Because there are definitely people on the right that look at it in terms of race and religion. And,
they're trying to do everything backdoor through to take control through health and science, and under the guise of health and science, and to create laws that supersede fundamental rights that people have.
Absolutely. They're trying to take away personal autonomy and replace it with the expectation of a social contract that you're responsible for your neighbor, which is totally wrong.
Yeah. Speaking of science and everything like that. I had a listener send me a map of the Ukraine, and in that map of the Ukraine, it indicated numerous labs that are Wuhan-style labs, research and biological warfare labs that were are located all the way through the Ukraine. And one of the, also, as I understand, is the Russians had found a laboratory that was involved in making, what do they call it, that adrenochrome or
adrenochrome.
Yeah, adrenochrome on that, and they made a very big again propaganda or publicity of this lab apparently as well.
Mm-hmm. I think more rationale for that, they have to paint the Russians and Putin as the consummate evil empire. Because that's true. I saw today, I don't know the authenticity of it. I want to find out more. But there's a picture of John Podesta.
Who's in that's right. Room. Naked and painted up. Yep. And he had just apparently the accusation is that he had just tortured a young child. A torture murder of a young child in order to retrieve the adrenaline from that child.
Yeah.
And what it is adrenalized blood. That's what adrenochrome is. And okay. So you'll see things on the internet and the code symbol for all of these people, it's called the white rabbit. Because if you look at the chemical structure of it, it looks like a rabbit head with rabbit ears. So when you hear the word white rabbit, and you'll see certain people on Twitter talk about white rabbit. That's what they're talking about, adrenochrome. Because if you actually say adrenochrome and the way it's used and everything else and who might be behind it, then you get censored.
Yeah. Now what is the effects of adrenochrome? Like what do they do with it there, Paul?
Anti-aging, reversing. It's almost stealing the youth and the stem cells of young children. So you adrenalize the blood. That gives you, it's almost like the serum looking for immortality. And it does. You take a look at it and it reverses wrinkles, aging. It's almost, it's an elixir that is almost equivalent, if not more powerful than human growth hormone.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, mainstream, Peter Thiel, I believe his name is I think one of these tech billionaires, in effect has volunteers of young people that give him blood in order for him to take these treatments. Yeah. It's all on the up and up that he does it.
There are blood banks that are opened up over COVID that have that try to simulate that. But what he is doing itself, what these labs are doing is that are marketed, they're actually centrifuging and taking out the stem cells of the young children. Yeah. The adrenalization of it can only be done with either extreme torture or through extreme like a fight flight response where you have to scare the child to death. That's how you release adrenaline. You just can't pat adrenaline inside of the blood. It has to be organically produced together. And there's such a huge market for this. They say, I believe the number was, it's the most valuable substance on earth. I believe 100 milliliters of this blood goes for over $10 million.
Wow.
So, and from each child, you can get close to 150 to 200 milliliters of this adrenalized concentrated blood.
Yeah. And now you say, well, why Ukraine? Ukraine has become the absolute underground cesspool of billionaires and any type of legal activity that's going on. And, you know, hence all the labs the money laundering scheme with that crypto.
FTX.
Basically, the I don't know how many, it was almost like in the amounts of billions, where they would give Ukraine aid in billions, and then Ukraine would buy the crypto, and then in turn, the cryptocurrency company would then donate money to the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But also, too, you also got to take a look at, for a long time, Eastern Europe, Ukraine, it's been one of the biggest child trafficking rings that they've known.
Yeah.
So how many children go missing?
Ceausescu and the Romanian orphanages, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Millions of kids and, just absolutely tortured. So, it's a very real thing, and people don't want to talk about that. This blew up a little while ago, and it was kind of like swept under the rug in Washington, where you had, if you look up Planet Pete, or was it Pizzagate?
Yep.
Best of pizza and everything else. And the interesting thing is, to bring it back into a Canadian context, the Trudeau Foundation also has symbols of pedophilia that are linked, according to the FBI, of what they consider to be symbols and hidden messages within symbols for these pedophiles and pedophile rings.
Well, and then what was that charity that went belly up in Canada with those two freak brothers?
The Wee.
Oh yeah, the
Wee Foundation.
The Wee Foundation. Yeah.
Trudeau was, and the Trudeau family was tied up in that. Yeah, I don't hear much from those guys anymore, do you?
No.
No.
Yeah. Total shit show, man.
Yep, it is crazy out there, right?
You know. So, every week we get together, and when we talk, it just gets crazier.
It just does. Another crazy thing that happened this week was Raquel Welch died at the age of 88. Mm-hmm. I guess she didn't get her adrenochrome.
Maybe.
But maybe she did have a accident or a short illness, they said. So. Who knows what happened, right?
And there was another young actor that was in The Walking Dead. He was 28, and they found him dead.
Yep.
Yeah. Just keeps going on and on, right? Remember, it was safe and effective. Wear your mask. Get your booster. It came from a bat.
Yeah, it came from a bat.
And one by one.
Yeah.
One by one, they've all been destroyed. Found out masks don't work. Your natural immunity is better than the vaccine. The lab leak. Now, the only thing that they have to admit now is the vaccine has killed people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be tough when we all know it's medical coincidences and global warming.
That's right. But the leading death in around the world right now is medical coincidences, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of, this is kind of interesting. You weren't privy to this conversation earlier, Todd, but Paul and I had a talk today, and I've been doing a little research as well, but Paul could probably explain it best. Is of this enzyme, is it, or a supplement of some kind called nitrokinase?
Yeah, nitrokinase.
Nitrokinase.
It's very interesting. This medication, which is found over the counter, so that means that you don't need a prescription of it. And by no means is this an endorsement. You should always go out and do your own research.
That's right. Yep.
But what the scientific studies do say is this is, and it was brought up probably within a week ago of Dr. What was his name? I think it was between Dr. Malone and another doctor. So the messenger RNA guy. Yeah. He was saying that anyone who had decided to go along with the 3 to 5 shots should go on nitrocanase because it has proven side effects, proven effects of immediately busting up clots within the body within 5 hours where blood clots are not detected. It also has effects where it protects the heart through lowering systolic and diastolic blood pressure, lowering cholesterol, and it also has a detoxifying of the liver. And it also has been recently been studied to take a look at the treatment of cancers, and cancers specifically done through spike proteins. At the same time, this is a derivative, and how they make this product is from fermented soy, Japanese fermented soy. Typically, soy destroys the testosterone levels in men. Uh-huh. What they're finding, though, that this particular product actually increases the level of, I believe it was free and total testosterone in men's body. So you have anti-aging, you have the muscle building, stopping a bone breakdown, you have potential anti-cancer properties, you have a liver detoxification, you have something that stops spike proteins in its track, anti-inflammatory processes, and blood clotting, and it helps with blood pressure and cholesterol. So it's what's funny how that, what's that, sorry?
What's its like store name?
It's called by its chemical name, nitrocanase, nitrokinase. Find it on Amazon. You can find it anywhere right now. It probably will soon be one of these things just talked about in the news, like a vitamin D3, where they're looking at trying to pull it off the shelves.
Yeah,
of course.
So with this, it's probably going to be one of these things in the future, probably go to prescription is the way that usually this goes. And then it's going to be like HCQ where you can't get it, or ivermectin where, you know, it's available, but only for malaria or for a very small defined thing. This one thing, it's amazing. It's a clot buster. It actually gets rid of blood clots and destroys them to point to where blood clots do not travel any further. They actually disappear. So that's the problem with blood clots, is you got to be careful that they don't go and throw an embolism to the heart, to the lungs,
yeah.
or to the brain, right? Stroke and heart attack. Mm-hmm. So this stuff here, because when you have the golden hour, you're given a drug in the hospital, the $2,500 injection. It's called TPA. The problem with that is it is a good drug. It's a clot buster, but your body builds up an antibody to it, which means after the one injection, they can inject you 10 times after that. It has no effect. Your body will not recognize it. But with this, your body does not build up a resistance against it. It is effective. And in these gentlemen, like Malone and I forget the other guy's name, but that is the leading cause over the last 3 years for this fight. This is a medication they recommend now for anyone who was forced into a decision they didn't want to make, to take it for the rest of their lives. And this would essentially, you can look on it. I've sent Craig the medical research through the National Institute of Health, these peer-reviewed dirt journals. This could single-handedly stop the flow of all of these adverse effects and actually help cancel out the blood pressure and cholesterol medications by these pharmaceutical companies. They make billions and billions of dollars.
Well, my wife, who's a great little researcher on medical stuff, was actually reading some studies where they were leaning to the conclusion that some of these anti-cholesterol drugs that people are on,
the statins,
actually will, there's a connection between their use of them over time and Alzheimer's.
Interesting thing with statin drugs, when whatever profession I'm in, people present and they have unexplained muscle and joint soreness, I can guarantee you they have a cholesterol issue. The statin drugs will totally destroy your testosterone, which will give you female secondary female sex characteristics. It increases body fat, decreases bone mineralization, which over time, if you decrease testosterone, it increases arteriosclerosis, the very problem that you're trying to fix with these cholesterol medications. They are evil. You will never get me on them. I told Craig today, for the last 3 to 4 weeks, I've switched to an all carnivore diet. I do not eat fruit. I do not eat vegetables. I do not eat bread. I have lost 10 pounds. My inflammation in my body is left, and I have abundant energy. And I am not worried about my cholesterol. I eat 18 eggs a day, 3.5 pounds of ground beef with steak and veal, fish. I'm just an eating machine, and I never feel better. There's always energy in the body, and there's not that constant inflammation.
How's your wife doing?
She's cooking. She's cooking a lot.
Yeah, she's cooking a lot. Yeah.
But
what else?
You got to look at, if you believe, you almost have to approach every situation like we've been talking about all of these other things throughout the last 3 years. If you have any ounce of doubt in your mind, anything the news is telling you, you've got to question everything. And question everything. 2 years ago, they changed the food pyramid structure in the Canadian dietary, where it's more heavily reliant on grains. It's heavily reliant on fruits and vegetables that are more GMO'd and have more chemicals and the process of farming, just not right. You have to look at, why did they change the food pyramid that has been around for 40 plus years? And you can't give me any signs. They've they added tofu, all the soy products, everything else. They're trying to get rid of meat and dairy out of the food pyramid.
Well, I
ask
think
yourself why they're doing that.
They want to turn alpha males into beta males.
And it's a good way to do that, right? And just a simple thing. Stay away from seeds and grains, because those are the reproductive places that when birds eat them, they drop the droppings to help propagate the species of that plant or bush or whatever. They're not digested. They cause inflammation in your intestines. You don't absorb your nutrients well, which makes you unwell. Which is actually, as the Chinese would say, disease. Disease is dis-ease in your body. And when it's thrown out of homeostasis, that's when you have problems occurring. So you always want to find balance. Our bodies are known to be too acidic already. Acidic environments, along with carbohydrates, unfettered carbohydrates, create an environment in which cancer thrives. So if you're adding shots to your body that we know that helps both right proteins cause inflammation in your body, on top of all the stuff you're feeding it, how can you be healthy? Look in the animal kingdom to what we have out there. What is the main primary food source for cheetahs, lions, and tigers? I'm going to tell you, it's not a green leafy salad.
No, it's definitely not. Yeah.
Hippos eat grass. What other animals eat grass that are sloths? Eat like low energy. You have giant panda bears that eat essentially bamboo. Mm-hmm. They don't move too well. No one's waking up in the morning of the day hoping to look like Po from Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
So yeah. You got muscle makes muscle. I don't know how. And there's so many things that are so contradictory. The green leafy vegetables, you got to eat more. You hear people in the morning, got to eat your greens. It has biotin in it or vitamin K. It helps create blood clotting or blood bleeding. So women on their cycles should not be doing it, or else wonder why women are always so anemic. The red blood cells are down. Why? Because they're bleeding more. This is true. No one talks about this. This is unbelievable. And green leafy vegetables, dark green leafy vegetables, they create the nucleus in which you get kidney stones. You want a couple? Go eat more green leafy vegetables. That's what you should do. everything you've been told, you have to unlearn and question and research yourself. And I challenge everyone out there to do that.
I think, you know, from Edward Bernays and his book on propaganda, I think from that time, that suggestions, especially in every aspect of your life regarding, you know, money, health, whatever, is always has a political agenda.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a scientific agenda, right?
Yeah.
Like, with, you know, again, the, you know, global warming or climate change is, you know, becomes a political ideology, and the relationships now with all the different gender definitions and shit, it's not based in science. It's all based on a political agenda. And why should nutrition be any different, right?
100%.
Yeah.
You know, and I, anyone who's listening, I want you to think about this. Our medical system is set up to cut, slice, and dice you. It's given to give you toxic chemicals to help fight something apparently bad in your body. Rethink this. Think that a tumor is a good thing. Why is a cancer tumor a bad thing? Cancer tumor is a Ziploc baggie that holds garbage in. When they go to biopsy that, what do you think spills out of a baggie when you cut it? Think about that. So they're going to be fighting something that's bad in you with toxic chemicals that if a healthy person pricks their finger with this, you will lose appendages. If you prick your finger with a certain chemotherapy drugs, your finger will gangrene, black, necrose, die. And then who's taking a trip to Chernobyl in Ukraine to try to get healthy?
Yeah.
So then why are you going to the hospital and getting radiation? Ask yourself those questions. Why do they fight against? I sent you a clip earlier, if you want to include it, Craig. Dr. Brzezinski.
That's right. I was just going to bring him up right now. Dr. Brzezinski came up with a treatment back in the 80s. It's an anti-plastation therapy.
Yep.
Resulted in his study on initial study of 60 patients with end-stage cancers, cured all 60.
Define what end-stage cancer means. That means that the traditional medical association has given up on these people, stage four, end of life, ready to die, get your casket going.
Yep.
Lay inside, be ready.
Yep.
He cured it. This is brain cancer. This is melanoma, spinal cancer,
lung pancreatic.
Cancer, pancreatic cancers that no one ever gets resolved from.
Yeah.
What do these treatments consist of?
It's a stuff called antenoplastation or plastion.
He found that certain people had peptides or were deficient in peptides that had cancer. So he's replacing peptides. It's peptide. There is literally no side effects from this, right? Through the research. They cannot, they have never proven that this is not safe and effective. The FDA has just made a stance along the CDC that a private individual cannot create a cancer therapy, that it has to be done through a giant pharmaceutical industry. That's his crime, is that he didn't include Pfizer on this thing or the other.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then they had charged him and it went to trial and they had to withdraw all the charges.
Is this treatment still used today?
It is. There's actually a Brzezinski clinic just south of the other side of the border here.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He has not lost a single client to cancer.
Hmm.
So think about that.
Yep.
Right? Think about that. Yep. That
and that so, and that's an information. It's amazing information.
I know.
And yeah.
Something quick to do for your guys' health too. Add a little bit of baking soda to your water to alkalize it. Our bodies are so acidic. You got to get rid of the acid in the body.
I've heard of that. The acid, the you got to get, if you're too acidic, cancer loves it, right?
Cancer loves it. And we all have our Western world is corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup and carbohydrates, which is just, it's premium gasoline for cancer. Also, too, you take a look, if you want to do that, and in the second glass of the day you drink, you want to put a couple drops of hydrogen peroxide in, go do that. You're told it's going to cause harm. It does not cause harm. Hydrogen peroxide is one extra oxygen molecule to water. And water, it's almost like ozonating your body that is going to help fight free radicals. There's even a study I saw, or a person I gave to Craig, or I posted, I think, to you as well. Look at it, about hydrogen peroxide, rubbing it on your skin to help treat with skin cancers. Something you find at the dollar store.
Yeah.
Well, could be at your fingertips.
I saw an interesting post today. I don't know who sent it, but it was really cool about how John Rockefeller took over the pharmaceutical industry. And the guy then said it should be called the harmaceutical industry.
Yes. Yes.
Because it replaced the necessity to do it was to ensure that it was patented. And they would just replicate what they thought using hydrocarbons in a lot of cases to replicate what plants would do.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because anyone can grab a plant, right?
Yeah.
Well, don't forget also, too, that the Zika virus was originally owned by the Rockefeller Foundation and bought up by the Bill and Gates Melinda Foundation. Mm-hmm. That, and just think of this. Every virus that has ever been out there has a U.S. patent on it.
Yeah, which...
Which you can't patent anything naturally in nature.
Yeah.
Remember that. So it's all gain of function.
Yeah.
All gain of function.
Yeah. Being released out there. Yep.
Yeah.
A very optimistic thing we can look at today as a way to close off our meeting for today. I think there's a lot of hope ahead, especially if you get a chance. Look at Brzezinski under YouTube and under some of his research. It's amazing. But I think we covered a lot of stuff so far. We've been going for about an hour and 20 minutes. But I think it's a good time to wrap this up. And you've been listening to the Canadian Beacon podcast with our usual great crew, Todd, Paul, and myself, Craig, and thanks for listening in, and can't wait for the next episode. It's going to be a doozy, I'm sure.
The information provided is not meant to be medical advice. Please contact your own medical practitioner for a proper medical consultation.